BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Iran's chief negotiator has cast fresh doubts on whether a second round of peace talks with the United States will go ahead in Pakistan. Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf said Tehran would not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats and was prepared to show new cards on the battlefield. There's been no official comment or confirmation of whether Iran will send a delegation to Islamabad. The US Vice President J.D. Vance, who's due to lead the American team, is said to be preparing to leave Washington. Paul Adams is in Islamabad.
Here, the scene is already set for another round of negotiations. Pakistan anxious to prove that its mediation is working. Preparations are well underway across the city and security is once again tight. There's a sense of expectation. American diplomatic and military planes spotted arriving at a nearby airbase. But when will the talks take place and what can they achieve? Throughout the day, separate meetings with American and Iranian ambassadors, a delicate diplomatic dance, a lot of moving parts and more than enough room for failure.
Apple has announced that its chief executive Tim Cook is stepping down after 15 years in the role. He'll be replaced by the head of hardware engineering, John Ternus, in September. Mr. Cook will become the executive chairman of the company's board. Lily Jamali has more from San Francisco.
There have been rumblings about this succession plan here in Silicon Valley for a number of months now. Tim Cook, during his 15 years as the head of Apple, was able to grow this company's market cap from $350 billion to $4 trillion. So obviously, there was a lot of care that went into this decision. The company saying in its announcement that this was the result of a thoughtful, long-term succession planning process.
The American singer David has pleaded not guilty to murdering a 14-year-old girl who disappeared in Los Angeles. The decomposed remains of Celeste Rivas Hernandez were found in the artist's car last September. Shaima Khalil reports.
There was silence as Celeste Rivas Hernandez's family stepped into the court. Her mother was visibly upset. The Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman described the case as every parent's nightmare. The 21-year-old singer is charged with numerous sexual acts with a child and the mutilation of her body. The singer is also accused of murdering the 14-year-old to maintain his lucrative musical career that she was allegedly threatening. The authorities have said that the teenager was last seen alive in April 2025 when she'd gone to the singer's house in the Hollywood Hills and was never heard from again.
Police in Nigeria have arrested 42 suspected illegal miners as part of an investigation into the abduction of a traditional leader. The monarch was taken on Saturday when armed men stormed into his palace in Kwara State. The kidnappers are reported to be demanding a ransom of nearly $300,000. BBC News. The US Secretary of State for Labour has resigned after facing multiple allegations of professional misconduct. Lori Chavez de Rima is accused of having an affair with a member of her security team and using department resources for personal trips. She's a third member of President Trump's cabinet to depart. Mexican officials say a man has shot dead a Canadian woman and injured several other people at the Teotihuacan pyramids northeast of Mexico City. The gunman was reported to have killed himself afterwards. The popular tourist attraction is one of the most significant Mesoamerican archaeological sites of the pre-Columbian Americas. Cuba has confirmed that US officials recently visited Havana for a meeting to discuss the energy blockade imposed by the United States. A senior Cuban diplomat described the talks as respectful. Joanna Keane reports.
The blockade has severely affected daily life in Cuba, with residents enduring frequent power cuts, chronic fuel shortages, and empty shelves at shops and pharmacies. On Friday, the American news website Axios reported that a U.S. delegation had held meetings in Havana with officials, including the grandson of the former president, Raul Castro. Axios said Cuba had been given a narrow window of time to make economic and political changes. Cuba has now confirmed that talks did take place, but a diplomat insisted that neither side had set deadlines or made threatening statements.
The artificial intelligence firm Anthropic has announced it will buy more than $100 billion worth of chips and computing power from Amazon to help develop its Claude AI tools. Their success has been restricted by a number of power outages this year. In return, Amazon has agreed to invest up to $25 billion in Anthropic, which has grown rapidly over the last year. That's the latest BBC News.